Russia was mentioned a few times at last night's presidential debate. Republican Senator John McCain denounced what he called Russia's naked aggression against neighboring Georgia. Democratic Senator Barack Obama said Russia had engaged in evil behavior. Both candidates were referring to Russia's use of military force to oust Georgia's army from two separatist regions of Georgia, known as South Ossetia and Abkhazia. That was last August. Russian troops then established buffer zones on Georgian soil just outside these two regions. Well, today, Russian soldiers completed their withdrawal from these buffer zones. But Russia says it's keeping some 8,000 troops inside South Ossetia and Abkhazia. BBC correspondent Mark Mardell has been watching the Russian withdrawal. He's now in Tbilisi, Georgia. What have you seen both of the troops withdrawing and the reaction to that withdrawal?
Well, the troops have gone. There is no buffer zone existing anymore. Yesterday, I was at one post and there were two tanks pointing at the road, soldiers with machine guns patrolling up and down. But now that's just a flattened area. The road's open and the area where the Russian troops were camped with all their gear is now being flattened by a Georgian army bulldozer, and it's going to soon return to its original use as a playground. I've seen Russian tanks roll out of checkpoints and people immediately come in, Georgians come in and hang the Georgian flag, the red and white flag. And people are pleased. The Georgians are delighted that they've gone from those positions at least. One old man said with tears in his eyes that it was brilliant. They were celebrating. They were very excited. But then he added, I haven't been able to get my tomatoes to market. So what happens about that? I'm in debt, he said. Many people have been killed in this conflict. People's lives have been ruined, have been damaged, and it's going to take some while to get back to normal.
Even outside these buffer zones, though, there will be something around 8,000 Russian troops staying there. Why and what are they going to be doing?
Well, it's very interesting. I was out with the European Union monitors, whose job is to not enforce anything, but to see whether the ceasefire is being observed. And we stood on a hillside overlooking South Ossetia, looking down on the binoculars, and they showed me where they could see the Russians literally digging in. They were using big vehicles to dig new trenches. They were laying mines. You could spot, I couldn't on my own, but with their help, could see where there were tanks and gun emplacements. So the Russians are very definitely establishing new bases in South Ossetia. And we went down to the checkpoint there with the European Union monitors and met some of the Russian soldiers. And as we were doing so, a Georgian man came out who lived in the village and started saying, I live here. Why isn't it in my own country? What's happening? I'm a working man. Why don't I deserve more than this? I mean, it wasn't a very coherent complaint, but he was very, very angry. And one just does wonder how much potential for flashpoints, for anger, for conflict remain. And obviously we may not see that in the next few days. Let's hope we never do. But it seems to me there's a lot of potential for something to flare up again.
All right. Mark Mardell is the BBC's Europe editor, speaking to us from Tbilisi, Georgia, having watched the Russian withdrawal from the buffer zone region earlier today. Thanks again, Mark.
Thank you.
If you'd like to get a better image of the buffer zones in Georgia's breakaway regions, check out the map on the Georgia Crisis page. It's on the online extra section at theworld.org.